change. So that's the point. Now, again, emphasize it. Let's say that she, an hour from now, criticized herself. She could bring that pain right back very fast. And so ultimately, what I just did is a demonstration. And what she needs to do is then follow through and say, okay, I am really going to repattern this. But what's beautiful is, like, universe, God, divine energy, mother nature, whatever you want to call it, is giving us information to, like, our bodies are speaking to us. This is our innate ability. Again, it's not because I'm so amazing. Yes, I'm amazing. You're amazing. We're all amazing. We are more amazing than we realize. And so what's beautiful is this, is I've worked with people who have had, let's say, patterns of self-criticism or patterns of criticism who've changed that, who've gone on to radically change their lives, the level of confidence or their business or their relationship, their career, all kinds of things, who went from a feeling of a pattern all their lives of feeling criticized or beat up or beating themselves up, to then repatterning it and feeling great and happy and healthy and feeling loving to themselves and encouraging, like, great job, we've got this, self, and feeling good, that have transformed their lives in so many ways. And so taking in the awareness that I just can't emphasize enough that there's a gift in it. And it does make, we do need to understand how to repattern the mind and reprogram the mind and understand what's affecting us, and genuinely changing it is key. So it's genuine change. And one way to think about it is like this, is, you know, imagine if somebody's walking around and they're having an anxiety attack, a panic attack, and they don't realize it's from emotions, which can happen, by the way. Maybe you've heard of somebody before who says, oh my gosh, I think I'm having a heart attack. And then they go to the hospital or ER, and it's like, oh, well, you had an anxiety attack. They didn't realize it was from their emotions. But that's what I see with everything. You know, when we think about it, we know panic affects the body. We know embarrassment. Somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red. Even emojis know that on our cell phone. You got the little emoji with a red face. Sexual thought, sexual physical response. Scared to death. You know, somebody dying of a broken heart. These emotions are going on in our subconscious mind, and we just don't realize that it's happening. And so that's ultimately what's key, is identifying, okay, what are the specific emotions? Because we can see each emotion can show up differently. And so that's ultimately what we want to do to get results, is identify the specific emotion and then also change the pattern. And so just on that note, another misconception is that people will have trauma or think there's a trauma that's affecting them, when it's really, it can be any negative patterned emotion. So I've seen people before where they are looking at trauma over and over and over again, of this major trauma and that major trauma, and maybe it's a pattern of self-criticism or hurt or rejection. So it's there's keys to saying, okay, well, what specific emotion is affecting the body? And then repatterning it. And then, as we talked about earlier, we talked about shifting your consciousness. So what would have to happen is that you have a genuine shift in your mindset to where you really feel differently. And if I think about our beautiful volunteer, imagine the shift that would happen in her mind if she went from feeling criticized and criticizing herself to feeling encouraging and self-loving. So we see there's that change. Now, I'm going to answer a few questions here because I see a few come in. Okay, do you want to know what's really funny right now? I have to say this. Amy says, I have a torn rotator cuff that does not grow back together. Surgery is the only cure. I am not eligible for surgery and the condition is very painful. Would this method help? Okay, this is what's kind of a little bit crazy right now, is that in my book, in chapter 7, there is a woman, the example, her name is Amy, who has a torn rotator cuff, who was not eligible for surgery and who healed herself. So it's just kind of like if your name was Bob or something, it's just funny that you're like literally Amy with a torn rotator cuff that is not growing back together, that is not eligible for surgery. You're literally in my book. So the answer that could this work for that example? Yes, the answer is yes. It's But I do have to say the Amy in my book is actually spelled different, A-I-M-E. So that is the difference. But yeah, it's truly incredible what we are capable of. And so on that note, if we want to go into Q&A, or even if we want to take another volunteer, I'm happy to demonstrate that again. But I want you guys to see that we can do this. We can get results. It doesn't have to take forever. But what we need to do is we do need to genuinely feel differently, and we genuinely need to repattern and reprogram the mind.
Thank you very much. So regarding that, I don't know if Amy is interested, and I don't know if she wants to put herself out there, but if she's interested in potentially volunteering. Amy, if you are, you can raise your hand and we can call on you. So
and yet I binge on nothing.
Let's see here. All right. Well, okay. So, well, Amy, if you're interested, let us know. If somebody else is interested in the meantime, they can raise their hand if they're suffering some physical pain.
Okay.
And
okay, someone... great.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to answer. There's a couple questions in the chat right here. I was going to jump in and answer them, or we can go anywhere you want. You want to, or we can go to Q. You tell me.
Well, you can go ahead if you want to take the questions. We don't normally take it from chat, but feel free if you want to.
Perfect. Somebody says, could this help with food addiction? I binge on healthy foods. So yes, absolutely. Everything we do for a reason. And something we also want to understand when it comes to healing is we also want to understand that the mind can be miswired. Everything that we do is because of some type of mind programming. And one way to think about it is like this is, you know, if we look at an extreme example, a cutter, somebody who unfortunately has gone through self-harm from some type of trauma can cut themselves and experience a feeling of relief or euphoria or safety or control from cutting themselves. Now, what's important to note from this is we can see it doesn't make logical sense. It's miswired. And typically, pretty much every single person that I've ever worked with, in some level, the mind is miswired to hold on to illness. And a way to think about that also is if you think about somebody who maybe has pride in hardship. So let's say somebody has a feeling of pride in hardship, and then they say, okay, well, do I want to let the stress go, the hurt go, the trauma go? Of course they do. But then the other part of the mind says, well, I have to keep it because I have pride connected to it. And so then it never goes away. It's like a push-pull, trying to hold on to it with one hand and trying to get rid of it with the other. And so that is something that also can be really important when it comes to healing, is understanding that our emotions are illogical and that we need to work with the mind in a different way to be able to get results, lasting results.